Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Today, we examine the women continuing a wave of resistance in Iran and why the gospel's offering hope. Then, a celebration of Christ-centered education in Uganda. We'll bring that story to you in just a moment. But first, women in Iran are ditching their hijabs, headscarves that have been mandatory for women in that country since the early 1980s. Nazanin Baghestani with Heart for Iran says it's a symbolic act of resistance that's gaining traction.
And practically now on the streets, mostly, I would say 70% of women are without their hijab.
Oppression of women in Iran is comprehensive. Physical, relational, organizational, and political. Baghestani says the effect is a deep-seated resentment that you can hear in the voices of women there.
You know, when we talk to them and we try to counsel them, they're so bitter. And it's hard for them to forgive.
Heart for Iran confronts this daily, offering relief from oppression through the hope of Jesus Christ. Baghestani says the call center team always tries to remind women of gospel truths.
You're a child of God, you're precious, you're loved, and Jesus has a different plan for you. Let's forgive and move on.
So please, join us in praying for breakthroughs.
So once they believe the truth, they live the truth. And to live a life of freedom, live a life of forgiveness, live a life of peace, and the joy that comes from the Lord.
Next, what could be better than a Christmas gift for a child? A gift that the child wanted. Eric Mock from Slava Gospel Association says that's the approach of their Christmas outreach.
Well, we're hoping to be able to help more than 80,000 kids that have never heard the gospel come to a church and hear the hope that we have in Christ, the real message of Christmas.
These children live in 13 countries with very different cultures and life conditions.
What the kids get in Central Asia may be different than above the Arctic Circle, where frozen fish is a good thing compared to what it is in Ukraine.
Many of these kids can't imagine receiving a Christmas gift, as their families are often focused on just getting food on the table. The ministry sends collected resources to local churches.
But it's really important that we serve the local church as they reach people in their culture, and they're purchasing gifts locally, which helps the local economy, which stimulates the relationship of the church in its local village, and then they're able to multiply to reach even more kids.
Children also receive paper stars with the name of the person who donated and is committed to praying for them for a year. Pray for the outreach and for many to come to Christ through it. There's more at missionnews.org. And finally, Light Academy lives up to its name, shining the light of Christ in a spiritually dark region of Uganda. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says the school, a ministry of Set Free Global, is a vital change agent.
There was nothing there 20 years ago, and now it's one of the most prolific schools in the entire area.
Although a school wasn't in Set Free's original plans, believers followed the Lord's leading.
It started with 42 orphans who were at a spiritual warfare conference, and they had figured out that if they stayed for the conference, they can eat porridge because they were starving.
The work started small, with one teacher and clothing in Jesus' name.
All of a sudden, their bellies were full. They had new shoes, new uniforms, and they were so excited. They would run through the streets singing, "Jesus loves me."
And today, Set Free Global supports 11 Christian primary schools that enroll more than 4,500 vulnerable kids.
Those orphans are the army that's come out of the ashes. If you look at Isaiah, it says, "I will give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning." That's what we're watching God do.
Light Academy is a Christian high school, allowing primary school graduates to continue the discipleship process.
They are excelling and they're intelligent. They want to be doctors, lawyers, teachers. They are setting a high standard for the rest of the body of Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.